Mineral Area College basketball is on the air. J98, KREI, and the MIMO Info Sports Stream is your voice for Cardinal athletics. Join us throughout the season for every dunk, three-point shot, and buzzer-beating win.
Three-pointer blocked by Holmes. Holmes grabs it, racing the length of the floor. Right side layup, spins it in on the reverse layup. Caitlin Holmes.
Both the Cardinal basketball teams are gunning for region championships, looking to challenge the rest of the country and advance to the national tournament.
Drives it, finds Rosas middle of the lane to O'Neal, who goes inside and jams it down and going to the free throw line. That's a drive with authority and wicked intentions.
It's Matt Cardinal Basketball on Regional Radio, KREI, J98, and the MIMO Info Sports Stream. Now let's go courtside with Chad Speaker and Kevin Thurman for your pregame show.
And it's a MAC doubleheader today. It's a split doubleheader for you. Our first MAC ball game. The ladies here at home at the Bob Sechrest Fieldhouse as they will be playing against John A. Logan. Kevin Thurman joining me on the call on that one. And then we will send you to the east to Southeast Illinois. And Andy Humphrey will have the call of the men's ball game right after this one. And I know, Kevin, you're looking forward to some football, so we'll do that as well. We'll send you right from MAC basketball to Missouri football.
Yeah,
so,
what a great sports day today we got for you.
A busy day on KREI. MAC ladies are 2-0, and they won a couple of games down at that Three Rivers shootout. And Coach Cuck, he's happy with the 2-0 part. He's not happy really with everything else. Said gave up too many offensive rebounds, turned the ball over too much, didn't shoot free throws very well. He's a coach.
Yeah.
He's an old-time coach. You're always looking for stuff to improve on. But the good news is MAC 2-0, and there's also some good stuff to talk about, too.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you're at the beginning of the season. You're definitely going to have things to work on. But all in all, a pretty good effort for these ladies. We've seen some freshmen come in and put up some good efforts. And, of course, the returning sophomores are doing great. Obviously, they're missing their All-American player. But you know what? That's one area that I was kind of worried about is filling that role. But they're doing an admirable job coming in and replacing Holly Forbes.
We saw Mason McWilliams start a season as well as anybody starts a season. She scored 14 points in the very first quarter she played, 22 in the opener, 16 in the second game. And she came out like a shot out of a cannon. The one thing that I was wondering with Mason, because she's got a lot of game to her, but she only shot 25% from three last year, and I felt like she needed to add that to her game to take it to the next level. Early indications are she's worked on that shot, that she looked pretty good.
Oh, I totally agree. I think she's definitely going to end up, I would say, playing at the Division I level next year. And like you said, last year had all the tools except for maybe that good shooting percentage, especially from outside. She hustles. She plays defense. She's always getting down the floor fast, rebounds, good passer. And now she's shooting, so she's turned into a five-tool player.
And you alluded to it, Kevin. How do you replace 20 points and 10 rebounds in your lineup and a first-team All-American? Well, you don't. But Ree Papa, the starting center for this team, we've seen her elevate her game over her freshman year, too.
Right. Yeah, two areas, the inside defense and also offense. I would say the offensive end for sure. She's making some good moves to the basket. She's got a nice shot. She had a nice shot last year. Didn't score a lot. I think she kind of was playing in the shadows maybe of Holly. Yep. So this year's her time to shine, and has really stepped up her game defensively a little bit. I'd like to see her do a little bit more job getting more and more rebounds. But you know what? How can I say that? Because last time she had a double-double in the first half.
Yeah, 16 points, 15 rebounds.
Right.
Led MAC with assists with four. So
right,
that's a pretty good line, isn't it?
That's pretty good, isn't it?
You're like an old coach, too, aren't you?
That's right.
That's Kevin Thurman. I'm Chad Speaker. We continue with your Fleegs Equipment pregame show as we talk with the coaches coming up. Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ledington for all your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve and on the Outer Service Road at the Ledington exit. Online 24/7 at Fleegs.com. Coming up next, we'll talk to Amanda Shelby, the John A. Logan Volunteers head coach. And then it's off to talk to Mineral Area College head coach Gary Cuck. We'll do that in a minute right here on Super Talk 800 KREI.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Are you ready to give your dreams a new address? Whether you're looking to buy or build, the First State Community Bank lending team can help you get there. We'll connect you with the right loan, the right lender, and when all is said and done, the right home for you. get in touch with your local FSCB lender at fscb.com/welcomehome or see us in Farmington, Park Hills, Bonterre, Deloge, or Terre d'Alac to get started on your journey to homeownership. First State Community Bank, success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 412605.
Fall is here and winter is on the way. This is Randy from Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington, and we're always ready to help you get what you need no matter what the season may be. Plumbing, electrical, hardware, lumber, tools, and so much more. Stop by and see us. Check the Makita, Yeti, and Traeger grill inventory. We're Gifford Lumber Company, and we're hometown proud, located on Potosi Street in Farmington.
Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington.
Good to be joined by Amanda Shelby now on our Fleegs Equipment pregame show. John A. Logan, head coach. Coach, I was thinking back to last year's game, a one-possession game, a five-point game. I mean, it's usually a pretty good series with you guys and Mac.
Yeah, usually it is. I mean, yeah, I remember, I think Holmes was trying to hit a three to win the ball game here last year, so we were almost there. But, you know, yeah, it's always fun to have a fun, competitive game, you know. No matter if you come, I mean, yes, it's always better to come out on top,
right,
but, you
right.
know, at least, you know, you're right there. You gave it everything you had. You know, Gary did a great job with the kids, so it's always a fun matchup.
What'd you learn first time out with your squad against Jeffco?
You know, with our big kid out probably for the rest of the season, it does hurt a lot just because, you know, she sticks to, can do a lot of things for us. So, you know, we have to figure out who can really step up, who's going to take that spot over, and, you know, the kids who thought they may not get a lot of playing time, this is their opportunity to really step up and get better.
What have you been able to scout Mineral Area College at all, and what have you seen out of the Cardinals so far?
I did get some game film on them, and, you know, they're a very good three-point shooting team, like normal, you know, drive, kick, and, you know, they're smart, they're composed, and they take care of the ball, and they get the job done.
Yeah. What do you like about your team right now? I know that there's been bad news with injuries and things, but what do you feel like they're doing gonna do well for you this year?
A lot of it's just how hard they play, no matter what the score is. You know, that's the most important thing. You know, that stuff is going to really turn around. It may not be right now at the very beginning, but, you know, come January, February, that hard work, that effort, that attitude is really going to make a big difference.
All right, Amanda Shelby joining us on our pregame show right here on AM 800 KREI.
Can you believe the McDonald's Happy Meal is 40 years old? What's your favorite Happy Meal memory growing up? McDonald's wants to know, share your favorite memory and you could win a surprise Happy Meal collector's box or 40 free Happy Meal gift cards. To be eligible, share your story between November 3rd and 11th at anniversarycontest.com. That's anniversarycontest.com. You have to be 18 to enter. Share your favorite Happy Meal story and you could be a winner.
Great to be joined by Coach Gary Cuck on our Fleegs Equipment pregame show. 2-0. Last weekend, you know, you took a pair down at Three Rivers. Now, I talked to you earlier this week. You didn't grade your team very highly, but you gave them some assignments and some homework this week. And how'd they do on that?
I got better as the week went on. And we got some challenges for them this game. It's just like we're going to emphasize our closeouts weren't very good. Block out and finish the rebounding wasn't very good. Jumping to the ball wasn't very good. And our positioning. So we've got those four things on our defensive list of challenges. Mm-hmm. And then on offense we have cut these turnovers down. It's not totally crazy, but let's really be a sharp team and move that ball crisply.
What'd they do well last weekend? They won, so there's some things they did well.
Well, I thought we, for the first weekend, I thought we were pretty smooth in our secondary. Not bad. Okay. And the offense was okay. Chad, I think we played down. And I hate to say that kind of thing on to the public, but, you know, you can't – for us to be a championship team, we got to start playing up in our game. Yep. And I don't think we did that at all. You know, I don't think we did that. So that's why the grade was so bad.
Yep.
There isn't anything that I can say was an A, you know, or B. You know, it's right there. Yeah. And so you got, you know, Three Rivers beat them by 50, one of those teams, and 40 the other, or 35, something like that, whatever it was. You know, so we got to up our game.
During portions of the game, maybe not all the way through, I really enjoy watching your team share the ball. I thought, you know, they found the open person, found the better shot, occasionally maybe even to a fault, but were willing passers and creative and I thought capable passers at times.
Yeah, I think this team could be a really good passing team, better than what we've been doing the last several years. And you know, I think once this team clicks, that they'll get it. Mm-hmm. And you're right. We emphasize as a coaching staff that we got to make the extra pass. And I'm glad to hear you say that, because a lot of times I look at choices that we do as individuals on the court and don't think that so much. Yeah. But, you know, and as you know, I'm not a big film guy, so most of it comes from my memory. So, and that's not so good anymore.
Well, you got to look at Logan, and they stubbed their toe. I mean, they ran into Jefferson, who I guess must have been playing pretty well. So what'd you see out of Logan, Coach? What's in store for you today?
Well, they have some starters back from last year, some players back from last year. They have a big, burly post, and I think one of their better players did not play last week. Okay. But, you know, Logan has always given us fits over the years. She has a nice defense usually, man-to-man. That's what we saw in the film. You know, and they can score. It was one of those things like, all right, it's almost a 4-point game here, and then boom, all of a sudden it's 21. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it's, you know, 30-point game at the end. So I think it could have gone either way. And
at that point.
Yeah, at that 4-point deal, and some fouls went this way, some missed shots. Maybe this pass or that pass, getting in there and scoring and making it a different thing. But, they'll be loaded for bear today, I'm sure. You know, everybody gets up against us.
That's the coach, Gary Cuck, on our Fleegs Equipment pregame show. We're back after this on KREI.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate has been the trusted real estate advisor for over 60 years in the Mineral area. Hi, I'm Kim Hudson, owner of Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. No one has helped more people buy or sell real estate in our community than the agents at Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We are proud of the community in which we live and serve. Contact us today for all your real estate needs. Find us on Facebook or online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Coldwell Banker Holsey, we would love to be your realtor.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
I want to say congratulations to the St. Pius girls basketball team, state runners-up this year, Kevin. And of course, we know all about Shelby Meyer losing her life this year. MAC Volleyball All-American last year. Her little sister playing on that volleyball team. And so great finish by the St. Pius volleyball team. State runners-up today. So way to go. We had them on the air. And good job by them. So. We've got Windsor playing in the third place match tonight on J98. National Anthem Now, starters coming up right after this.
Hi, it's Hannah. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, when you buy an LS tractor, you aren't getting the knockoff. You are getting to buy direct from the major brand maker, not the middleman. That's exactly why LS puts more standard features on the LS tractors and why you get the longer, better warranty with the best price. The best price because you won't be paying the middleman and you won't be paying those franchise fees. LS Tractor does offer the best warranty, and buyer after buyer knows that to be true. When you buy an LS Tractor from Kohl's Tractor, you are buying direct, because we buy direct. You aren't buying the knockoff that others claim. You are cutting out the middleman, plain and simple. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with LS Tractors and Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
See Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32, or give them a call at 573-756-4353. That's 573-756-4353. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 5-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training. If your application is approved, you'll receive a benefits package, which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
Let's meet your starting lineups now, brought to you by Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. The Volunteers of John A. Logan will start Landon Foster, a 5'4 sophomore out of Hopkinsville, Kentucky. Hunter Thacker goes 5'9. She's a sophomore from Lawrenceville, Georgia. Callie Wright in the starting lineup, 5'9 sophomore from West Frankfort, Illinois. Emily Holmes is a 5'9 sophomore from Mayfield, Kentucky. And Taisha Taylor, a 5'8 sophomore from Huntington, West Virginia. They thought their center was going to be Zakira Stallworth this year, 6'2. She's a sophomore, scored 8 per game last year. Knee injury, probably out for the year. The Mineral Area College Cardinals will start Taisha Mitchell, 5'9", redshirt sophomore out of Sykeston. Mason McWilliams with that great start to the year, a 5'9 sophomore, played her high school ball at Saxony Lutheran. Natalia Lalich is a 5'11 sophomore from Adelaide, Australia, pumped in 18 last game. Rihanna Rangi Brown, a 5'8 freshman from Auckland, going to start at the point today for Mac. And Ree Papa, a 5'10 sophomore from Auckland, New Zealand, rounds out the starting lineup for the Mineral Area College Cardinals. It's a beautiful Saturday, whether you're watching basketball or, I don't know, if you have to help a Mineral Area College graduate move today or whatever
right,
you're doing.
Right.
You know, 58 degrees, sun shining, no breeze out there. So check out the weather, brought to you by the Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. Her uniforms, well, Mineral Area College in their home whites with the red numbers and letters in the black outline. John A. Logan in the blue with the silver number and letters in the white outline. Uniform check brought to you by Serenity Hospice Care. Peace of mind when it matters most. SerenityHospiceCare.org. Our tip-off brought to you by New Era Bank. Easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy, visit your local New Era Bank or go online at NewEraBank.com. New Era Bank member FDIC. Taisha Mitchell wins the tip and then races down to the left low block and pumps one in with her left hand. 2-0 Mac. Mitchell, by the way, 3-0 on winning the tip so far this year.
I tell you what, she's always a much shorter person out there, but I just watched her vertical. She got way up in the air for that tip and able to get right down the floor for the score.
And a quick leaper as well. Hunter Thacker misses the three. Matt goes the other way. Mason McWilliams misses a layup with the left hand. Backside rebound and a right side layup missed by Taisha Mitchell. So Mac has not shot a shot outside of 3 feet, and they're 1-for-3 so far. 2-0 lead for Mac.
Yeah, both those putbacks should have been made, but unfortunately they weren't.
A couple little bunnies there. Holmes gives it up over to the left wing. Another three on the way by Thacker. Misses that one. Long rebound. Foster clears it for John A. Logan. John A. Logan got thumped by Jeffco in their opener, 98-68. Jeffco must be a different team from last year. Last year they were a struggling outfit. Now over to the left wing. John A. Logan plays it down to the left baseline. Very difficult shot by Thacker, but it came at the end of the shot clock. Had no choice. Mason McWilliams lobs to Ree Papa, running the floor well. Pump fake. Got it to go. Ree's just got that little pump fake that always throws the defense off.
Love to see her take that ball to the hoop like she is this year. She always has good moves. That was a great fake and a good score.
You'll love to see her run the floor like she just did right there as well, and a great find by Mason McWilliams. A 4-0 lead for Mac. Taisha Taylor, head of the circle, 5'8 sophomore, but she plays down in the paint. She and Rio mix it up right here as Taylor spins a 360 and fires up the jumper mid-post right side. Shot is short. Pop a rebound. Rangi Brown up the floor. Here's McWilliams attacking. Left hand spins to the right. Oh, lays that in! Oh, yeah! The 360 for Mason McWilliams. So Mac misses two bunnies, and that's the most difficult shot to throw up so far.
You
think I got that one to go.
You think she's going to the left side, and all of a sudden she spins around to the right side and makes a complete 360 and scores wide open under the basket. What a great move.
I'm telling you, she's all got all parts of the game as Emily Holmes sails in the three-point shot and cuts the lead in half. A 6-3 lead for Mac McWilliams, trying to answer with a triple of her own. Early shot right there. And 7:40 remaining as Lalich rips off the pass and now heads the other way. Natalia driving with the left hand. Lost the dribble for a moment, got it back. Rangi Brown head of the circle. They'll reset to her. Papa calls for it and says, nah, nuts to that. Keep it outside and I'll reset. A couple of New Zealand players right there. Rangi Brown and also Papa. Now it's Mitchell at the head of the circle. Mitchell drives to the free throw line and walked with the basketball. Something that I said on Sunday's broadcast when Rangi Brown, Papa and Lalich were all playing well. That Southern Hemisphere, really good for Mac.
Yes. I tell you what, Coach did a good job recruiting there. I don't know if he makes any recruiting trips out there, but maybe he should because we've had some good players from there.
Bit of a pipeline coming in from New Zealand and Australia. 6-3 lead for Mac and Rangi Brown playing defense right there on Foster. Rangi Brown gave up a lot of drives to the basket in the last game, but she's doing a nice job so far staying in front of Landon Foster.
Yeah, I've kind of been kind of taking note of that, see how her defense is, and so far this game is so good.
Here's Taylor now in the right corner, guarded by Papa. Taylor gives it up. That's to Callie Wright. She drives with the left hand, and McWilliams just all over, not allowing her to drive that basketball in, and now a drive in. Lalich got her hands on the pass, but tipped it right back to the offensive player, Holmes, who then spins down in the lane and fires it in for two. Mack quickly up the floor. Mason McWilliams, a right-hand layup. Coach Cuck said this could be the runnin'est team he's ever had here at Mack, and we've seen a couple good examples of that early on.
Well, and you can always count on Mason McWilliams. When their shot goes up, she's getting down the floor, and these teammates know to look for her. She's always the one down the floor, and she gets a lot of points that way.
Right at the head of the circle, to Holmes. Rangi Brown tapped it away initially and then kind of waited for a teammate to go grab the basketball, and it goes out of bounds, and Logan will have it right in front of our broadcast location here as we broadcast from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse right here on KREI Farmington. Thanks for joining us. Pair of Mineral Area College games today. Kevin and I have this one for you. Andy will have the men at Southeast Illinois right afterward. Taisha Mitchell gets the closeout on the jumper from the right corner, and she swats that shot from Thacker out of bounds, but the Vols touched it last. Yeah. Great closeout by Ty.
Great job. Way to get a hand on the ball. I'm surprised the Vols went and tried to save the ball out of bounds because it was going to be their ball, but Mac will take that one.
Here's a lob to Papa. Papa back to the basket, fires it back out to McWilliams. She's got it at the head of the circle. Now to the right wing. This is Mitchell. A bouncer to the free throw line. Papa faces the basket now. Works it over to Lalich on the right wing. Skip pass. This is Ty. Left baseline. Drives it in. Runner up. Missed. Papa, though, grabs the rebound, but did go over the back that time of Thacker.
But it was good to see her go for the ball, try to get that rebound, and I appreciate that hard work on her part.
First sub of the game. I thought that this must have been a misprint. Brianna Snorton. I thought they'll lift the R out of her name. It's got to be Brianna, right? Nope, Brianna Snorton.
Yep. Brianna, yeah.
There you go. 5'8 freshman from Hopkinsville, Kentucky. And she scored 15 points in that game against Jeffco in the opener. Now a lob to Taylor underneath. She's in the middle of the paint. And she'll play it out to that left corner to Wright, who drives it in, kicks it to the right side, Holmes. Skip pass back to the head of the circle, Foster. Enters it to Taylor. Double teamed. Mitchell, I thought, took a charge right there. No call. Taylor grabs the rebound. A lot of contact with Papa. Then they're letting him mix it up down underneath as now Taisha Mitchell grabs the rebound. And she is fouled by Snorton on her way up the floor. I thought Ty did a great job of taking a charge right there.
Yeah, she did. She might have been inside the circle. Yeah. That's probably why the call wasn't made. But I tell you what, they're doing, playing good defense against Taisha Taylor, who scored 23 against Jeffco in their last game and had a lot of shots. So she's obviously their go-to player.
She's a strong presence underneath there. Top of the key at Mineral Area College with a basketball. Flip it over to the left wing. This is Lalich. Lalich looking underneath. Nobody there. Back to Rangi Brown on the right side. Rangi Brown drives it in and lays it up with the right hand. Boy, she got that shoulder by the defender and just took it all the way through.
Yeah, well, we knew that she was quick, and she made a good move with a good scoop shot to get it around the defender there. Nice shot.
10-5 lead for Mack as Logan gets loose with the basketball, and Snorton dribbles it out of bounds. A 4:46 remaining in the first quarter of play, and a 10-5 lead for Mack. Timeout on the floor. We'll take it with him, and we're back on KREI on the other side of this 30-second timeout.
There's no need to be scared of flu season. Just say boo to the flu and head over to Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy for your flu shot. It's the perfect way to protect you and your family, and no appointment is necessary. Just pop in when you have time, and we will have you on your way in just a few minutes. Cash prices are available, or we're happy to bill your insurance. We know you have better things to do than be stuck at home with a nasty case of the flu. Come see us at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Take advantage of our everyday low prices, where prices are always 50% off MSRP. From home decor to living rooms, bedrooms, dining room sets, stop by and check out our inventory and already low prices.
We have four different types of financing available.
And remember, the military always receive a discount at Patsy's Furniture.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Time out brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's in Park Hills. Our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard has Mac doubling up the visitors from John A. Logan 10-5. Good strong start for these Cardinals. And the starters remain in the game. Mitchell, McWilliams, Lalich, Papa, and Rangy Brown. John A. Logan playing a half-court man-to-man. A lob intended for Mitchell as she made a cut from the top of the key to the left low block. And Logan did a nice job staying with her and tapped the ball out of bounds. So Mac has it left of the bucket along the baseline. Rangy Brown to put it in play. Lalich grabs it off the inbound. Pump fake. Now gets by the defender and tosses in the 12-footer. Nifty move by Nax.
Great shot. I like the pump fake. I like that she got her feet under, took her time, made a good-looking shot. When she does that, she's going to make it most of the time.
We always say if the feet are square and the shoulders are arranged correctly, it's going in for Natalia Lalich. And it just went in for Landon Foster's. She bombed in a three-point shot. 12-8, Mineral Area College turns it over. It feels like the Lady Cardinals have really outplayed the Lady Vols so far, but it's a four-point game.
It's a 12-8 game, yeah. Yeah, it's funny. I looked up there a second ago. It was 10-5, and I thought, man, it seemed like we should be winning by more than that. Now it's 12-8.
Kiana Williams checking in. Kiana been injured for the last few months. Has about 2 weeks of solid practice under her belt. She still can't go all the way in practice, but she's been tough over the first two games, particularly defensively for this ball club, which usually if you have an injury, that's the side of the floor that will suffer. And there's Taisha Mitchell, who stands strong on the defensive end, and she gets the charge call that time. A good smile from Ty out of Sykeston.
Yeah, you talk about Kiana. She's probably one of the best players coming back on this team that we had, so it's been it's been somewhat of a loss. You know, obviously she's not in the starting lineup because you think, like, why she's not in starting lineup? But she's battling that back issue, and it's hard to play basketball when you're battling a back issue.
Angela Sorrell going to check in for Mineral Area College. Next dead ball. Here's Mitchell spinning down in the lane and pumps it in. So Ty gets the basketball back after taking a charge, gets deep in the paint, and has a nice spin move and kind of hooks it up and through. And the
great
Cardinals lead 14-8.
Yeah, she had her feet set real good. She was able to wrap her left foot around, spin it right in. Great move for Taisha.
The offensive player goes around her, though, this time. Bianca Snorton goes by her along that left baseline, gets all the way through, and Ty fouled her on the shot. First foul on Taisha Mitchell, and here comes Angela Sorrell, 5-8 freshman out of Thayer. Scored nearly 15 points a game for the state champion Bobcats last year. Beat Mid Buchanan in that state title game last year. Snorton at the free throw line, two shots upcoming, and she hits the first. Could get our first look at Jada Manassi today. She was out the first two games with injury, but she is available today. Probably get a first look at her as Snorton hits both free throws, 14-10. Mineral Area College scored the first 6 points of this ball game, and now they're up by four as McWilliams drives, goes to Papa, retakes it in, banks it in. Boy, stopped at exactly the right time as they ran the double team at her. And found the nice lefty range off the window.
Yeah, I thought, like you said, lefty. That was a nice use of it, getting around and making use of that left hand and an easy score.
Foster spinning at the head of the circle, rubs off of two screens, now pitches it outside. Holmes has an open look at a three, missed it badly. Backside rebound, this is McWilliams. Dribbles out of the pack now. Dribbling with the eyes, looking forward, scanning the floor ahead. Hooks it to Papa, out to Lalich. Lalich, open three, and transition, missed it. Sorrell grabbed the rebound, couldn't stick it back and in. Couple of really good looks at the basket, and nice sharing by the Cardinals. Couldn't hit the shot. Lead 16-10. Quick trigger by Logan, and the three-pointer sails in for Callie Wright. The third three for Logan, and they were within one bucket right now. 16-13 the score. Mack leading at 2:20 remaining in the first quarter. Ree Papa tries a three. Count them all for Ree Papa, and the bench goes nuts.
How about that?
7 points for Ree. And a great start. And Marie still looking at the bench and smiling. I think that's her first three-point
well,
make of her
career. Well, she's got such a great-looking shot.
And now Papa steals it. She's on the run, driving a one-on-three. Ree to the rack. Off the window, couldn't go. Backside rebound, Sorrell. She finishes that play. And Papa making it happen.
Yeah, how about that? End-to-end, too, on the dribble. And just couldn't quite finish it. But how about Sorrell there for the cleanup work?
5 quick points for Mack, and Ree Papa coming to life here. Ree Papa did not attempt, Kevin, did not attempt a single three-point shot last year. That's her second try this year, and she put it down and in. So hey, she's been working on the shot, apparently.
50%, that's pretty good.
21-13, Mineral Area College by 8. Logan goes to the bench. They'll bring in Zipporah Miller, a 6'1 sophomore out of Brooklyn, New York. So they've got some pretty decent size. Foster out there along with Holmes for John A. Logan. A gamble on a steal. That leaves Sorrell open for a three. Missed it. Straight on rebound. Right bounces to Miller at the top of the key. And Logan now on the run. Foster head of the circle. Look down underneath. Sorrell steals it away. Mason's now on the run. Crossover dribble. McWilliams zipping and flying through four defenders and laid it up with a right hand.
I tell you, there's nobody better in the transition game than Mason McWilliams. Good job.
Boy, she was in and out of traffic right there. It was like an L.A. freeway, and she had a Maserati out there. And now here's Williams racing it end-to-end. She throws it off the window, misses that shot. And Logan clears the rebound, but then gets a little bit wild and crazy on the drive up the floor and lost it off of the shoe tops. Kayla Walker. Kayla Walker goes down after turning it over. All of her teammates run up the floor, and two Mineral Area College players are right there at the sideline to help her up. How about that? Yeah. Here's Fatma Allenette. Fatma played her freshman year at Missouri S&T over in Rolla. Scored just a little bit more than 1 point a game, and they said, hey, go over to Mac and get some PT, polish up the game, and then see where your basketball takes you from there. So she's a backup post presence for Mineral Area College here. McWilliams, a straight on three from 23. 1, 2, 3 for Mason McWilliams, and she's got 9. McWilliams and Papa combining for 18 points in the first quarter with 18 seconds remaining, and Mineral Area College has now opened up a 26-13 lead. It's a 10-0 run for Mack. Logan takes it deep. And it's missed by Foster. Long rebound in and out of three sets of hands. Now on the ground and tied up with 3 seconds remaining in the first quarter of play. And it'll stay right there with John A. Logan. With these Cardinals, Kevin, they got out in transition. And in the snap of a finger, they poured on a 10-0 run.
Well, I think in this game, you know, you got to look at the competition. But in this game, I think you could run with this team. I think that's going to be a key for them to continue to do that.
Here's a sub as Hunter Thacker checks back in for the Volunteers. John A. Logan basketball left of the bucket along the baseline. Emily Holmes to put it in play for Mack. Mack's on a 104-point pace right now. Logan gets it in. McWilliams plays good strong D, but not strong enough apparently as Kayla Walker spins to her left hand and hooks it in. 26-15, it's Mack by 11 at the end of the first quarter of play. We're back with your second frame on the other side of this one-minute timeout right here on Supertalk 800 KREI.
Fleeks Equipment was founded as a family-owned and operated business where it remains to this day. Known best for selling exceptional equipment such as Case IH, Massey Ferguson, Hustler, Vermeer, Cub Cadet, Spartan, Kuhn, and many more. Fleeks Equipment is a proven company with certified technicians and customer service where you're more than just a number. Our certified technicians can diagnose, troubleshoot, repair, and maintain your equipment. Not just one color, but every color. Even if you don't purchase your equipment here, we can provide you with the best service available and the largest selection of parts. As the months turn colder, it's time to service your equipment from the summer and fall. Winterize your equipment and tune up any equipment that you need over the winter, also for the spring. We do that here, and we do it well. If you're in the market for a new compact tractor, new blades, whatever the need, see us here at Fleeks Equipment. Make us your first stop, Fleeks Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Genevieve. and on the Outer Service Road in Lettington. Online 24/7 at Fleegs.com. Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Well, the Missouri Tigers playing Georgia today, a big day in the SEC. Alabama and LSU, that's a big one. Who do you like?
Well, the big game is the Mizzou-Georgia game, right? That's the big one.
All right.
I like Mizzou to take down the Bulldogs.
Seriously?
Today.
Or are you just saying that?
No, I seriously think it's going to be a good game. I really do.
All right.
If you're a Mizzou fan, you have a lifetime of letdown. Let's put it that way.
You got to believe, though, right?
You got to believe.
Rangy Brown checks back in. You've got Rangy Brown and Taisha Mitchell. Allenette stays in the ball game, and now here's Lalich driving along the right baseline, throws an overhead pass left wing. McWilliams bombs in another three. 12 points for Mason McWilliams and 2 for 2 outside of the arc.
Well, we talked earlier about how her game is really evolving, especially in the shooting part, and she's showing it again today.
Her second three, and Mineral Area College leads 29-15. Logan loses it, and now McWilliams races it down to the floor to Rangy Brown, who throws a poor pass over her head and behind her to McWilliams. They throw it down the floor now to Taylor, and Allenette swats her shot up the floor. Mitchell up the floor. McWilliams, left side layup. Yes, ma'am!
Yeah. Again, McWilliams in that transition, but what a great pass by Taisha Mitchell to get it to her, and again Ayunette with the big play to get it to Taisha. So nice job.
There's your McDonald's fast break, where your Egg McMuffin always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. The McDonald's fast break by these Mineral Area College Cardinals. Now Taylor gets it deep, left low block, and she has her first score of the game. I'm loving this transition ball out of the Cardinals, though.
Yeah, this is obviously where they're shining in this game right here, is just getting out in transition.
Well, Mason McWilliams scored 14 points in the first quarter she played this year. If you extend that by 1 minute today, she's got another 14 points in the first quarter plus 1 minute. And now here comes Ruby Benn in the ballgame, next dead ball. They lab it to Allenette. She goes and gets it. Now a bouncer to Lalich. Left wing, Rangy Brown. Allenette trying to reset. Rangy Brown for three. Missed it. Rebound taken down by Foster. Foster throws it up ahead. Callie Wright driving it. Lalich close out. Wright stops. Settles for a long three in transition. And Mack has the rebound. Allenette. Lob it up to McWilliams. Right side layup. Yeah! Rangy Brown just threw a 40-foot lob. And McWilliams caught it in stride and scored it. Mason with 16. She's blowing up again.
Well, we talked that transition game again right there. And again, McWilliams getting down the floor so fast. She puts her arm out and she's with her defender. And they know to throw it out because she's going to go out and get it and score. She caught it, reached out with a scoop shot, and scored.
I like the way you described that, Kevin, because it was one fluid motion on the catch and the shot, and she made that look easy, and it wasn't.
No, that's a difficult shot, but she is so good at scoring in the transition to the basket like that. It's not easy to get the ball when you're coming in at different angles and different speeds to make those shots, and she is really consistently making those shots at all the different angles, all the different speeds.
We'll keep it right here during this break. And Mineral Area College now is on a 17-3 run. They had a 19-1 run in their very first game. So that's what that transition ball can do for you.
Yeah, you can tell they get a spark. They start running the floor, looking up. Great passing team.
Mineral Area College men playing right after this one at Southeast Illinois. Andy will have your call on that ball game. Logan now running a dribble weave out at the head of the circle. Callie Wright hands it off to Foster. 8 minutes remaining in the second quarter to play. Jack Sadler will have our Midwest Sports Center halftime show, and he'll recap an exciting night of high school playoff football from last night. And here is Ruby Benn, Kevin, right into the lineup and immediately challenges Logan defensively and ties him up. Now, Logan will have the alternate possession, but Ruby Bennett, as soon as she gets in there, impacts the game.
Well, she tipped the ball two or three different times and finally kind of got it away there and was able to get the tie-up, but definitely making her presence known on the defensive end.
Ruby, a steal by Mitchell. A lob up ahead, Rangy Brown. Right side layup. This one blocked, and Ruby touched it last. But once again, that insistence on pushing, and Ruby had a good chance there. Let's go back to Ruby Benn for a moment. She's played two games. She's not made a field goal yet. But in watching her, I feel like she really positively impacts the team.
I agree. I mean, she just comes in with that spark. She sparks you. And we saw that a lot in that first game, too. Just came in and sparked them right away when it was a tight game. She really helped them, not necessarily offensively as far as point production, but as far as her defense, her passes, and her steals.
Awanette gets caught behind Taylor right there and fouled her over the back on the entry pass. The very first two possessions Ruby Venn played for this team in that first game resulted in drive, draw, and dish, and gave a teammate a wide-open layup on her very first two possessions for Ruby Venn. Logan with it, lobs it into the right wing outside of the arc to Thacker, and entry down underneath to Taylor. She attacks Awanette. Taylor very active underneath there. And the second foul on Awanette. Ree Papa will check back in. Ree's going, get me more miss. Mason McWilliams is running away from me and scoring. I got to get back in there. And now Mason comes out. Equal opportunity, huh?
That's right.
At the free throw line, Taisha Taylor. And as Kevin said, not only 23 points for Taylor in that opening game against Jeffco, but also 12 rebounds. I mean, that's
right.
A strong stat
right.
line.
And she took 18 shots. She was 10 of 18 in that game. So she's you can tell the offense runs through her.
A transfer from Wabash. And what a great pickup for Amanda Shelby. She hits both free throws. She's got four. Mack with the basketball. Rangi Brown in the half court. Head of the circle. That's to Mitchell. A bouncer to Ree Papa. Returns. Looks for a cutter. Out to Ben. Ben now driving it right of the lane. A bouncer to the left corner. Mitchell for three. Up and in. And there's Ruby Ben.
Right. You know, Ruby was kind of open. I thought she might go ahead and take that shot. But you know what? She drove to the basket. The defender collapsed off of Taisha Mitchell. She found her wide open for that shot, and Mitchell hit it.
A high arcing shot by Ty right there and got it to come down. And now Mitchell getting caught, which reaching through the offensive layer. That's her second personal. And immediately Angela Sorrell checks in. We haven't really touched on it, Kevin. We've talked about individuals and what they're bringing, but collectively a pretty deep ball club for Mac this year.
Yeah, and we've got a couple players. Manasseh, who's balanced some injuries. So's Sederi. But once those two get off injured, I mean, they're deep too. They're going to contribute to this team. So, this is a really deep team.
Great hustle by Lalich. Like there, got out in the passing lane, disrupted it enough. The ball's touched it last, and Mac has it back. 36-19, Mineral Area College leads right here. It's Ben in the right corner, double dribble by Rangi Brown. It was weird. She was dribbling over to the right wing and just tapped it with her offhand. 6:44 remaining in the second quarter. 36-19, Mineral Area College by 17 points. Logan basketball. Foster guarded by Rangi Brown as she breaks the timeline now. She'll set up in that right corner now, spins around and fires it to the head of the circle to Snorton. Snorton driving it on Ben and stepped on the baseline as Ben moved the feet just enough to always stay in front. 6:28 remaining in the first half. 36-19, Mac on top here. Rangi Brown has run the point most of this ball game. We've seen Kiana Williams a little bit. Right corner Ben looking underneath. Papa not open. They'll run a little pick and roll.
Wow.
And Ben throws a beautiful pass underneath to Papa, who missed it wide open from point blank.
She won't
get an easier unless she's on a ladder.
Point blank with no one within 3 or 4 feet of her, and she missed it. Took away that great entry pass, that assist from Ruby Ben right there, because Ruby made a good job. Kind of a little, it's like she was going to dribble in and immediately saw her teammate wide open there, and Ree just couldn't quite finish the shot. But she did get fouled, and she went to the line, and she made her first one.
It was a good roll and separation by Papa to get
that
open avenue. You've heard me say this before. I've always felt that if you hit a couple of free throws off of a great pass,
they should get the assist.
I think they should get the assist.
Right, because that was a good pass.
I'm never going to get through to the rulemakers
no,
on this. But,
that won't change, but I'm with you on that.
Papa hits both free throws, and she's got 11, 38-19. Mineral Area College by 19. They've doubled them up, 6:13 remaining in the second quarter. We're back in a minute on KREI.
Champions are made here. On our courts. On our fields. And in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day.
soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
Well, a little fun in the field house on a Saturday afternoon, 38-19. And not only the lead, but Kevin, I just enjoy watching this team. They play a fun brand of basketball.
Oh, it's super enjoyable. And it starts with these kids. I mean, these college athletes here are just, you know, they're so fun. They've got a great personality. They're just, they really work well together. And, it's a lot of fun to come and watch.
Here's John A. Logan with the basketball. Mineral Area College by 19 points. Entry pass to the high post now to Taylor. And Papa stays right in front of her. Long three-pointer will not go. There's Williams trying to rip the rebound away from Logan, but it's a tie-up. Taylor did a nice job tying her up. Mack will get it on the alternate possession, though. You got Williams in the ballgame running the point. Let's set the lineup now. You've got Williams, Wallach, Sorrell, Ben, and Ree Papa. They're all within about 2 inches of height. They all kind of look very similar out there. And now here's Williams, flares the dribble over to the left wing, head of the circle, Sorrell, now to Ben on the right wing. Play it to the free throw line. This is Papa. Papa, a good driver, puts the shoulder down. Taylor does a nice job staying in front. Crossover dribble, Williams over to the left wing. There's Ben. Ben fires one down underneath to Papa. Kicks it out, Williams, wide open three. Misses the shot, but I like the way they move the ball. And now Logan's on the run. Logan pushing it up the floor to Walker. Walker driving it, flips it left to the lane. Ben blocks the shot from behind on the drive by Snorton and probably was clean with the hand upstairs, but maybe a little body on the way by. That's the first foul on Ruby. Here's Snorton now to the free throw line. Bianna Snorton. She's 2 for 2 from the stripe in this ball game and now make it 3 of 3 as she scores her third point. And 38-20, Mineral Area College leads it by 18 points. Snorting back to the line. Good looking free throws from her. She's 4 for 4. Mack basketball. Williams pushing it across the timeline. Sorrell sets up the screen. Williams drives left to the lane all the way through by two defenders and strong enough to finish in traffic as well.
Yeah, we saw that a lot last year from Williams like that. And so just kind of getting her feet under in, this year. But we see more of that. That'll be good.
Kiana with her first bucket, and Mack leads by 19 once again. Kiana ties her up on the defensive end. Logan will have it on the alternate possession, but for a player, Kevin, that usually when you come off an injury, it always seems like defense suffers most, but Kiana's been locked in defensively. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of always been her forte. She's such a good player. Even, you know, she's one of the tallest players on the court, on the Mac side, but we've kind of said she's your lockdown defender. Yeah. You know, when you want to lock someone down, she can do it. She can keep in front of someone, move those feet, like, you know, just like she was about, you know, a shorter person would be easier to do.
Logan has the shot clock go off on him. They never even knew it.
Didn't even realize it, yep.
And Mineral Area College with that pack line defense, I would think that Coach Cuck is getting what he wants out of it here this afternoon. I'm sure it's imperfect, but looks pretty good to me, to the untrained eye. Now here's Williams trotting across the timeline. She and Papa. Papa sets the screen. Williams looking for the drive once again. Stop and go drive. Now it's a stop and pop, and the 12-footer will not go. Battle for the rebound, and we're going to say that Ben just went over the back right there. So Ruby has her second personal. 4:18 remaining in the first half. 40-21. Our Midwest Sports Center halftime show coming up. As we said, Jack Sadler going to recap with just a thrilling night of high school football last night. Second round of the playoffs, district semifinals. Ben has to check out. And here comes Kevin for the very first time, Jada Manasseh.
Right. I've saw her play a little bit in the preseason, and I like her game, and so it'll be interesting to see how she does today.
Manasseh, another product of New Zealand out of Auckland. And the first free throw by Kayla Walker, wide left, I guess you could say.
Yeah. If that was going for a field goal in football, she would have definitely would have missed that. The wind was blowing the wind was blowing too hard
it was,
on that
yeah.
one.
Yeah, it's the second one. She corrected.
Yeah, she switched the second one, but that first one was awful.
40-22, Mac by 18, looking for their first 20-point lead of the ballgame. Williams plays it out to Manasseh. Manasseh not shy at all about taking her first shot. She misses the three, but then goes in to steal the rebound away and plays it over to Lalich. Lalich's three won't go, and Logan has the rebound this time with Foster. 3:52 remaining in the second quarter. A 40-22 lead for Mineral Area College. A three from Logan that won't go. That one came off of the hand of Thacker. Up the floor, McWilliams. McWilliams sets up shop on the right wing. Left-handed dribble all the way through. Switches to the right hand. Layup won't fall, just short. Vols have it. And the Vols throw a poor pass. Intercepted by Ree. And then McWilliams shoots a 15-footer with another one. Blue shirts underneath. May have been better served waiting for a teammate right there. A difficult shot left of the lane, forced up by Walker in traffic, and then spinning on the ground, a tremendous job by Lalich. That's a toughness rebound right there, just scrapping it away. Williams on the push to the right corner, McWilliams now. Manasseh at the head of the circle. She looks for a drive. Looks for a pass to the left, low block, and now the hands of Papa. Difficult pass to handle, but tracked down by Williams. Now here's Ree on the left wing. Head of the circle, McWilliams with 10 on the shot clock. Papa at the free throw line extended with 7, 6 on the shot clock. Papa looking for the drive, steps through a double team, and puts it in. Little Euro step, little Aussie step, yeah, little New Zealand step right
what
there.
A great move. We've seen a lot of good moves with her where they're back to the basket. You know, that one, she made a point guard type move, and like you said, made a little kind of Euro step there and was able to finish it.
13 for Papa. Papa and McWilliams, 13 and 16. Between Papa and Williams, Kevin, they have outscored Logan by 6 points.
Yep.
Ree checking out and Allinette checking in. The foul against Mac, that one against McWilliams right there. That'll put Logan to the free throw line. If you've never been over to John A. Logan, in following the Cardinals, their gym, as you walk in, is to the left, and they've got a spiral staircase. And as you go down there, there's this awesome wooden sculpture of John A. Logan. It's super cool. Yeah. So if you ever go there, go down the stairs right there, and you'll see this really neat wooden sculpture. Snorton hits the free throw. She's 5 for 5. And a timeout now by Coach Cuck in Mineral Area. 2.5 minutes remaining in the first half of play. And 42-23, Mineral Area College by 19 points. We're back in 30 on KREI.
Let's check in with Josh Harris now at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, Poplar Bluff, and soon to be in the Festus area. Josh, you have a great selection of outdoor fun vehicles to choose from, but you also have great financing, don't you?
We do. We've got financing as low as 0% on great brands like Polaris, Suzuki, Kawasaki, Can-Am. On the road, off the road, or on the water, Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store.
Stop by and see Josh Harris today at Midwest Sports Center, Farmington, Poplar Bluff, and soon to be Festus.
2.5 minutes remaining. Timeout brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's in Park Hills. John A. Logan to the free throw line here. First free throw is put up and in by Bianna Snorton. She's 5 for 5 at the foul line. She's back to the line there. And puts a couple bounces on the floor, puts it in that right hand, and rattles it home. Hey,
and now we're
going
nice
to see Georgia
now
Sedari.
Now we're going to see Georgia Sedari. Yeah, that's right. One of our returning sophomores from last year, a pretty good contributor last year on the team, has been out with a concussion, and so it's nice to see her in a game.
Georgia, really a wide range of skills for Georgia. She can just kind of help you in a variety of ways. Yeah. And now here's a drive by Williams, a bouncer to the right corner. This is Manasseh. Manasseh plays it back to the right wing, and a drive by Lalich all the way through. Boy, Lalich got everything she wanted. She just couldn't finish that time. A nifty pump fake on a pass to the outside, opened it up the layup for her, but just left it a little bit short. And now Logan comes back down the floor. And that's Foster caught in traffic, nearly turned it over, and Manasseh right there slaps it out of bounds. 2 minutes and 3 seconds remaining in our second quarter, 42-24. Mac leading it by 18. Largest lead for Mac has been 20. They were on top 42-22. Logan with the basketball. Throw it to the left corner. And, well, it was a good-looking three by Holmes, but it was a bad result. She airballed it. And Mineral Area College has the backside rebound. Williams fires it over to Sedary. Sedary, left corner three, her first shot of the year. Missed it just short. Then it bounced long, but Manasseh has the backside rebound. Awanette saw Sedary out of the corner of her eye, tried to make a backhanded bounce pass, but just couldn't find the angle and threw it out of bounds. It was the right idea.
Yeah, she had a good right idea. She knew she had a teammate open over there, but didn't have the angle to make the pass, and so she ended up throwing it away.
Coach Cuck heard my comment, the right idea, and he goes, no, it wasn't.
No,
it wasn't.
Well,
my bad, Coach.
She was definitely open. If you could get it to her, get it to her, but that kind of pass – it was a good idea to make that pass to her, but the way she tried to make the pass was definitely not the right idea.
Thank you for the clarification. You yeah. saved me there. Maybe. Right. Maybe. Right. 42-24, Mack by 18. Logan with the basketball. Wide open three-point bombed in by Thacker. That looked good coming off of her hand. Thacker actually in both games against Mineral Area College did not play in the first game, played but didn't score in the second game. She is a returning sophomore. And now here's it's a difficult shot by Williams. It's a covered up left elbow jumper. And now the rebound down and fought for, but a foul whistled against the Vols. This goes against Foster. 104 remaining in the first half. 42-27, Mack leads by 15. It's been a modest 5-0 push for John A. Logan. The inbound play goes to Lalich, works that out to Sedary. Sedary to the head of the circle to Manasseh. Manasseh lobs it down underneath. Awanette with a good decisive move to the basket and banked it home.
Like you said, I think she knew what she was going to do then when she caught it, because before she even caught it, she started making that move and put a little spin on the ball and spun it right in off the backboard.
Well done by Awanette. And then Awanette works over the top of the offensive player, slaps it away and steals it to Sedary now on the run. She flares the dribble down to the right baseline. Stop and go drive and banks it in. How about this bench for Mack?
I know. Well, what a great move that was. She made the hesitation dribble. She started going. She kind of paused, stopped, so the defender collapsed on her real hard. As soon as the defender collapsed, she went right by her for the open layup.
Awanette and Georgia Sedary, and Awanette steals another one. A poor pass, and Awanette was right there to grab it. Manasseh now dribbles it down the floor to Awanette in transition. Can't hit the bucket, but she's going to go to the free throw line. If she can give Mack segments and minutes like she's done in the last two or three, huge boost.
Oh, yeah. She looks like she took one to the chops there. She's kind of holding her mouth there a little bit. Awanette from Tunisia, mm-hmm. and there's a local landscaper in town. Rafi Kateri's from Tunisia, and kind of him and his wife are from Tunisia, so they got together and had a little dinner there tonight.
The foul goes on Miller right there. Awanette misses the first. She's got another one upcoming. Fodman with 2 points so far on that good bucket last possession. Misses both free throws, though. 46-27, 5 seconds remaining in the first half. And now here's a desperation transition three thrown up. Still time on the clock as Logan threw that one out of bounds. Mack puts it in play, and they're going to go to the locker room up by 19 points. Terrific first half by these Cardinals, and a good first step toward going 3-0 on the year. 46-27, our halftime score on our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. On our Midwest Sports Center halftime show next, Jack Sadler has a recap of an exciting night of high school football for us right after this one-minute timeout on KREI.
The annual Jefferson County Family YMCA House Tour has returned this year. Hi, this is Sandy Overberg. Mark your calendars for Saturday, December 7th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. 7 beautiful homes will be on tour in southern Jefferson County, varying in style from historic to modern. Tickets will be available for purchase at the Jefferson County Family YMCA. For more information on the YMCA Christmas House Tour or to purchase tickets, call 636-931-9622. Don't miss the Christmas House Tour on December 7th.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does everything for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the things to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Everything for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus. See us now at our new location at 650 North Creek Drive next to Tiger Express Car Wash.
The St. Genevieve Dragons broke a 7-game losing streak to the Central Rebels last night, winning 24-22 in Park Hills in the Class 3 District 1 semifinals. In the first quarter, St. Genevieve used the air attack to take an early lead as Logan Gegg found Zach Bouyer.
Gegg waits for the snap, gets it, rolls out to the right. He's got Bullock blocking for him, throws over the right side. He's got a man, and he might go all the way. That's Zach Bouyer, 10-5, touchdown! A 51-yard touchdown pass from Logan Gegg to Zach Bouyer, and St. Genevieve up 6-0 in the first quarter with 5:31 left to play in the opening frame.
It was 7-0 Dragons after the PAT, but the Rebels found the answer later in the first, as a long pass from Dylan Corcoran to Blake Boland set up a short touchdown run by Gage Mannion. The Rebels went for two and got it and ended up taking an 8-7 lead. But another touchdown pass from Gegg to Jesse Kemper and a two-point conversion would make it 15-8 at halftime. The Dragons picked up where they left off at the start of the third with Gegg running it in himself for his third touchdown.
Gegg now goes five wide, second and goal from the three. Man in motion, Bouyer. They fake to Bouyer. Gegg goes left. Gegg trying to run it in himself, and Logan Gegg does it. 3-yard touchdown run for the St. Genevieve senior quarterback, and the Dragons lead 21-8 with 5:15 left in the third quarter.
St. Gen stayed in front 21-8 after the missed PAT, but Central would stage a comeback. First with a Mannion touchdown throw to Braden Sherfus on a trick play, and then a muffed punt by St. Genevieve leading to an Isaiah Welch touchdown. After all that, Central led 22-21, but St. Gen got one more chance at a drive with just under 3 minutes left in the game. With mere seconds left, the Dragons went to Brazilian foreign exchange student Mateus Lacerda for a potential game-winning kick from 31 yards out.
18 seconds left. If St. Gen can get this through the uprights, they win. Here's the snap. Gegg's hold is down. The kick is up. The kick is good! The field goal is good! St. Genevieve goes up 24-22 with 12 and a half seconds left to go. The Dragons up by 2 points, and Central shell-shocked after that. The Dragons convert.
St. Genevieve would close it out for a 24-22 victory. Dragons head coach Ken Weick describes the feeling of breaking the losing streak to Central at such a pivotal moment.
Awesome feeling. You know, we talked about that, and I told our kids, this is our Super Bowl. You know, we had that kind of rivalry with these guys, and that's the kind of game you want to play. The first time we played them this season, we didn't put up that kind of effort, and we were kind of disappointed in that. Win or lose, I want to play these guys that way, and that's when it's fun. You know, their kids play hard all the time, and we just told our kids, just match it. Just match their intensity the entire time, and let's see what happens. You know, and plays went their way, plays went our way, and, you know, and then the field goal. But it doesn't get any better than that, high school football, I don't think.
St. Genevieve is now 8-3 and moves on to the district finals next week to face 11-0 Kennett. Central sees their season come to an end at 7-4. The Farmington Knights advance to the Class 4 District 1 title game with a 16-0 win over Festus. Special teams set up the Knights for their first score of the game.
He bounces it inside of the 10 all the way down to the 1-yard line. A tremendous job by Kale Krause, and then down it was Carter Barnes for the Knights. Special teams coming into play right there. The quarterback is in trouble and sacked in the end zone. The quarterback goes down, and that's outside linebacker Carson Sutton that caught up with him and dumped him for 2 points for the Farmington Knights.
The ensuing kickoff gave the Knights the ball at the Festus 45, and one play later, Farmington was on top by 2 scores.
Wingback, Barnes goes in motion once again. Files keeps it up the middle, and Files may have found the seam to the 30, to the 20. Caden running away from the defense to the 10, and touchdown, Caden Files. 45 yards out on the quarterback keeper, and Farmington on consecutive plays dumps Festus for his safety. And then runs in a 45-yard run from the quarterback, Caden Files, to jump on top. 8-0, 6:33 remaining in the first quarter.
Royce Harris got loose in the second half of the game's only other score.
Surround the right side, this is Royce Harris. Stiff arms a man at the 40 to the 50. Cuts back to the 40. Royce could go! He's to the 30! He's to the 20! Royce Harris picking him up and putting him down and blasts along the right sideline for a 65-yard touchdown run. You give it to him enough, and Royce is going to make it happen. Knights on top, 15-0, 5:25 remaining in the third frame.
Harris gained 137 yards on 13 carries. Farmington coach Eric Krupe says his outside linebacker Carson Sutton is invaluable on defense.
He's as intelligent a football player at the high school level I've ever worked with. He understands. He's smart. He's studious. He listens. He's extremely coachable, and he's able to take what we coach and apply it, but at the same time, learns it all. So he can coach up his teammate, and he can go ahead and he can take a look with my D-line coach at what we got last series. He really is like having an assistant coach on the field, and that's invaluable.
Sutton is happy to be playing for a district title.
That's our goal at the start of the season. When we put goals up on the board, that's number one every single year. So to finally have that shot, it's always, you know, I mean, there's still work to do, but it's finally nice to be pretty high up there.
10th-ranked Farmington improves to 9-2 and will play Cape Central next week. Festus closes the year at 5-6. The Hillsboro Football Hawks have their season come to an end at the hands of the Cape Central Tigers last night, falling 48-8 in the Class 4 District 1 semifinals on KJEF. The Tigers opened the game with an 80-yard kickoff return for a touchdown by Donye Thomas. Hillsboro proceeded to give up two more touchdowns before quarterback Austin Perez and the Hawks went to the air for their only score of the game.
Hawks, offset eye formation, Perez, three-step drop, looks left, fires left, one-on-one coverage. Jones with a jump ball. Jones with the catch in the end zone for the touchdown. The Hawks go for it on 4th-and-13, and Perez connects with Jones, and the Hawks are on the board. 21-6, your new score with 2:03 to play in the first half.
After the two-point conversion run by Jackson Patterson was successful, the Hawks were down 21-8. Before the half ended, though, the Tigers struck for their fifth touchdown of the night.
Off the left hip of the quarterback, Cox, who stays in the game. Two wide on the far side, empty near side. Right to left they go. The give out of the gun to Franklin. Slips an ankle tackle. Leaps over his own blocking lineman into the end zone for 6. 2-yard touchdown run for Deshaun Franklin, and the Cape Central Tigers extend the lead to 34-8 with 4 seconds to play in the first half, a potential backbreaker for the Hillsboro Hawks.
The only touchdown of the second half was a 30-yard pass completion between quarterback Cameron Cox and receiver Donye Thomas. Hillsboro coach Lee Freeman praised his young group for the effort this season.
I really do feel blessed to have the players that we have and to live in the community that we live in and to be able to work for the school district and be able to work for the community of Hillsboro. So when I say that, that's not just a line. I really truly feel blessed about that. And, you know, our kids are we know exactly what we're going to get with our kids, and I believe that we have some of the toughest kids around. They may not always come out on top, but I know that they're resilient.
Hillsboro ends the season with a 4-7 record. Cape Central improves to 7-4, and as we said, they'll take on Farmington next Friday at Hale Memorial Stadium. The St. Pius Lancers fell in a classic in the Class 2 District 1 semifinals, losing 40-29 to the Caruthersville Tigers. Caruthersville led 20-14 at halftime, but the fourth quarter was where the real fireworks occurred. Quarterback Carson Fisher capped a long Lancer drive with a touchdown run to put St. Pius on top. The Tigers responded with a takeaway and retook the lead 28-21, but the Lancers countered late in the game.
Two receivers to the left, and they pitch it out wide. And they're throwing it! Lampros throws it deep! It's caught in the end zone! Touchdown! Touchdown, St. Pius! They run the pitch out wide to Noah Lampros, and he drops back to pass, and he launches it up 25 yards into the back of the end zone. Riley Nager goes up, and he comes down with the catch. Oh, my goodness!
The Lancers went for two and got it to take the lead 29-28, but in the final seconds, Caruthersville snatched the lead in the game from St. Pius.
Russell the snap. He's going to try to run. He throws it over the top. It is caught in the back of the end zone. Touchdown! It's caught in the back of the end zone by Jermaine Alexander as the snap to Russell. He rolled to the right, and in the back of the end zone, he finds this man, Jermaine Alexander. What a finish to this ball game. 4:07 on the clock. And Caruthersville now leads by 5, 34-29.
The Tigers would add a pick 6 on the game's final play. Lancers head coach Dan Oliver said despite a bitter defeat, he took solace in his team's incredible effort.
I mean, I'm just so proud of them. I don't know what else we could have done. It just didn't work out our way. Just, you know, just outstanding effort. What a great bunch of kids. And, you know, it was over too soon, you know.
While St. Pius' season ends with a record of 8-3, Caruthersville moves on to the Class 2 District 1 championship game. Other football last night had Kennett defeating Potosi in the Class 3 District 1, 30-12. In Class 1 District 1, it was Valley Catholic over Malden, 73-6. Warriors head coach Judd Negger was very proud of his offense in the game.
Oh, you know, we just played really good offense tonight. We played outstanding defense as well. I think we had 334 yards in the first half. Chase Dunlap had a nice night. I think he was 9 of 10 throwing for about 160 yards. And I did a good job carrying the ball as well, and we just played our best game of the year, and hopefully we're able to continue doing that.
In the Class 5 District 1, Fox beat Poplar Bluff 41-25. Fox head coach Brent Tinker spoke highly of his opponents and his team's play.
You know, I thought the kids were pretty steady all the way across the board. Poplar Bluff made some good plays and kept on staying after us. You know, they have some tough kids, and they're a heck of an opponent, and I'm very respectful of them. They had a really good game tonight, but I felt our kids' effort was pretty steady throughout. We minimized the turnovers on our end. We had one mistake, but for the most part, we were able to kind of mix it up, find the right ingredients, and stay with it.
One other game last night had Jackson defeating Seckman 55-14. And that's a recap of last night's high school football action on regional radio. We'll be going back to Chad Speaker at the Bob Sechrist Fieldhouse at Mineral Area College right after this on KREI.
This is Dr. Karen Melton at Hearing Care Partners. We hope you don't miss a single thing this sports season. Stop by for a free hearing screening so you'll hear every play and the person sitting right next to you. One of the best parts of the game is chatting with old friends and making new ones. We wish all our local players a safe and healthy sports season. It's Hearing Care Partners. Find us online at hearingcarepartners.com.
Papa tries a three. Count them all for Ree Papa. And the bench goes nuts.
How about that?
7 points for Ree. And now Papa steals it. She's on the run. Driving it one on three. Bree to the rack. Off the window. Couldn't go. Backside rebound. Sorrell. She finishes that play. And Papa making it happen.
Yeah, how about that? End to end, too, on the dribble. And just couldn't quite finish it. But how about Sorrell there for the cleanup work?
5 quick points for Mac, and Ree Papa coming to life here.
Gateway Motors in Fredericktown, Missouri invites you to come on down and let us help you find your next vehicle. Purchasing a car, SUV, or truck can be an overwhelming experience. The Gateway crew will help you find the right vehicle for your personal or family needs. We offer 24-month or less, no-interest loans for qualified buyers. Come on down to 509 Lincoln Drive and let us help you find a reliable vehicle that fits your wallet.
Mineral Area College leading at 46-27. Thanks to Jack Sadler for helping out on our Midwest Sports Center halftime show. Let's go through the scoring in this one. John A. Logan gets 6 points from Bianca Snorton. She leads them, and they were all free throws. Callie Wright with 3. 5 for Emily Holmes. Saisha Taylor scored 4. Hunter Thacker with 3. Landon Foster has 3. And Kayla Walker also with 3. The Mineral Area College Cardinals, Kevin, got 29 points from Mason McWilliams and Ree Papa. Those two outscoring Logan in the first half. They were fantastic.
Oh, they were. Mason McWilliams, again, in the transition, is just unstoppable in the way that she gets down the floor so fast. And then the great passing for the team to be able to find her in that transition. Ree Papa making great moves. She's always made some pretty good moves with her back to the basket. She made a couple of good moves just facing the basket, too. Really turning up the offensive end this year compared to last year, for sure.
So Mason with 16 in the first half, Papa with 13. Rangi Brown scored 2, 2 for Allenette. Taisha Mitchell scored 7 and hit a 3. Kiana Williams and Natalia Lalich with 2 apiece, along with Georgia Sederi, who came off the bench to score 2. We're ready for the second half of play. Mineral Area College will have the basketball. They'll be moving it from our left to our right as Kevin and I look at and describe the action to you. Coming up at the end of the game, we'll have our Home Pools and Spas post-game show with our Applebee's of Farmington player of the game. And our also our Gilster Mary Lee play of the game. Papa sends it out to McWilliams, and McWilliams fires the three short, but chases it down, drives it to Papa, swing it out to Rangy Brown, and they'll try it all again. Enter it to Mitchell. Mitchell back to the basket and fires it, spins it, and got it to go. That's a great offensive series.
It is. I tell you, and I love the footwork of Mitchell, the way that she's able to kind of wrap that foot around, make the spin move, and throw that ball right in the basket.
And the offensive rebounding by Mason McWilliams after she missed the three. She was right there to grab it. And that's a big-time battle underneath by Taisha Taylor and Ree Papa. And Taylor slams into her once and twice and spins it in.
Yeah, well, they did a good job on Taylor early in the game. But Taylor shows why she's such an offensive threat.
Ranky Brown with a stop-and-go drive left of the lane. And hits the layup on the other side. And 50-29, Mineral Area College on top by 21 points. Largest lead of the game for Mack. We're a minute gone in the third quarter of play. Taylor calls for it, gets it deep, stumbles, but manages to fire it out before she traveled. And three-pointer missed by Thacker. Backside Come rebound on. Taken down by Logan. That was Holmes. And then the ball is stripped away from her by Lalichin out of bounds. And so Logan has it back. Logan bounces it in for Taylor. Grabs it. She's working to the middle now. Pump fake. Throws up a fake. Misses it. Loses it. And now McWilliams is on the run. McWilliams fires to Lalish in transition. Natalia steps to the left and fires a three and misses the shot to the left. Logan with the rebound. Foster racing out of the pack. Foster's got a three on three. She stops and fires. Weird shot selection. And that one goes long. And now here's the rebound down to Holmes as she also fires up a three and misses that one, and it bounces out of bounds. Logan not really running any offense here.
No, and I tell you, they had somebody run into the bench over there pretty hard. They're finally getting her out there. Looks like number 20, Callie Wright, really went to the bench hard, but she's going to be all right. I thought she might have been injured because she went to that bench hard trying to chase down that long rebound.
Mack by 21, 50-29. Rangy Brown running point. You've got Rangy Brown, Mitchell, McWilliams, Papa, and Lalich starting five on the floor, starting the second half. Same thing. Coach Cook calling the play right here. Papa posting up, left low block. McWilliams now in the left corner. Papa sets the screen, flares off of it, working back to Ty, head of the circle. Now to the right wing, Rangy Brown. Rangy Brown to Lalich. Lalich throws a bullet down underneath, but that really was never open. Fortunately for Lalich, it was deflected by the Vols and out of bounds. Mack basketball, 10 seconds on the shot clock, 7:56 remaining in the third, and 50-29 the lead. Mitchell with just a simple Kevin block-to-block move, got wide open on the inbound and pumped it off the window for two.
Quick first step, was able to get wide open, good pass right to her, an easy score there for the Cardinals.
11 points for Ty. She's got four here in the second half early. A drive to the left baseline by Wright. McWilliams turns her right around. And Logan now spins it over to the right wing. They enter it to Taylor. McWilliams felt like she had tied Taylor up with the backside help, but the official was right there and said, nope, caught her on the arm. Second foul on Mason. Mason has kind of an interesting first name, M-A-S-Y-N, Mason McWilliams. A lob right over Rangy Brown, who didn't know it was there, caught by Foster to the left corner. That three-pointer went behind the backboard.
Yes, it did.
And bounced on the metal girdings that holds up the backboard. And, Kevin, it was not blocked.
It was not blocked. I think it was Taisha Mitchell was up on her and did a good job getting her hands in her face. Probably an ill-advised shot. Obviously it was, because it was about 3 feet off of target.
Wow. Here's Mason McWilliams. She fires a three straight on from 23. Had a chance but wouldn't go. If I'd have taken that last three from Logan when I was at home growing up, that'd have been on my roof. Here's Lalich now, driving it. Left side runner won't fall. Ball tapped out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say Papa fouled. Ree has her first personal. 52-29, Mack by 23 points. If you're listening online, well, thanks for listening online at MIMOinfo.com. Our online sponsor, Colts Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, home of LS Tractors. Lead the herd, don't just follow. Colts Tractor and Equipment, Highway 32 in Farmington. Logan basketball and a pass intended to the left corner to Thacker, but Taisha Mitchell was so all over the passing lane right there that basically she just forced the pass to go out of bounds. When Ty is locked in, she can be a defensive demon.
Yes, and she showed it in the last couple of defensive possessions.
Here's Lalich now. Lalich to McWilliams, has it at the left elbow, backing in, faces up, fires it up, misses the shot. And the rebound taken down by Logan. Logan tosses it to their point guard, Foster.
There we go again.
There's Mitchell in a passing lane again and forces it out of bounds. So tie disruptive right there for the Vols. Vols will have it right in front of their own bench. Logan going from our right to our left here in the second half of play. They work it into their point guard, Foster. Foster bounces it, left elbow extended to Thacker. Thacker, a bouncer to right. Triple in the air, won't go. And there's Taylor working hard for the rebound. And a reach and a foul by Ree Papa. I'm telling you, you take a first look at Taylor, and your first thought is she's strong, but she's not going to be able to move very well. And that was my first impression, and it was wrong. Because this Taisha Taylor, she goes hard after the ball, and she moves pretty well.
Yes, she does.
And it's no wonder that she scored 23 in that first game against Jeffco. 52-29, Mack by 23 points. Logan works it to Taylor once again. And Taylor this time trying to hold off Fatma, who is guarding her. And they say that she threw the hook on her and fouled her. So Coach Cuck says, all right, well, Papa gets a couple of fouls. I'll throw my bench at you. And Taylor hooked her.
So that's her second foul, it looks like.
Mack basketball. 52-29, Cardinals on top. McWilliams on the right wing. Mitchell now to the right short corner. Can't find her there. And Mason puts the dribble down to the left wing, Rangy Brown. Fatma posting up. Has it at the left low block. One good strong step is toward the hole, but misses the shot. And Taylor has the rebound. Logan's on the run. And guess who's there in the passing lane to slap it out of bounds? It's Taisha Taylor.
Taisha Mitchell, yeah.
Taisha Mitchell.
Right.
With all these Taishas on the brain right
yeah, that's
now.
Right.
Logan basketball. They put it in play just in front of that half-court stripe. Rangy Brown right there to defend on Foster. Stays with her. Rangy Brown moving laterally. I think better today than last time we saw her. Snorton lobs it underneath. And Taylor trying to disengage from Owenette. And this time they catch Owenette. There have been four fouls in the last six possessions where Taylor's been involved. Two of them on Papa, one on Owenette, and one on Taylor. Owenette has her third personal. And now here's Taylor. Taylor just slams her way inside, just about flattened McWilliams and scored it. And now on the run is Taisha Mitchell, misses it, but there's Owenette to follow it up and in. Good hustle by Fatma Owenette.
Yeah, and obviously Logan's now looking to go to Taylor. These last couple possessions have all gone through Taylor, which we expected that in the first half and didn't see. But they right now are trying to definitely get her more involved.
Drive to the left baseline by Holmes, spins it back out to Taylor. Now she pumps in a three.
Yeah, how about
that? Keeps getting better and better. Taisha Taylor with 11 points. McWilliams drives it all the way through. Nice drive and got it deep but missed the shot. Owenette was there to try to corral the rebound, couldn't do it. And a couple of subs for Mack as we see Kiana Williams checking in. And also this will be the first time we spot Elena Daniels for Mineral Area College. 4:54 remaining in the third, 54-34. It's Mack by 20. And we're back on the other side of this one-minute timeout right here on KREI Farmington.
Dear movers and shakers, we know how you roll. And we're with you. We're with you on the tarmac or terrain. In the 2019 RAV4 Adventure, Limited, and Hybrid models. We're with you in the comfy Highlander with seating for up to eight and advanced safety features standard. We're with you in the sharp 2019 Toyota Camry with its available cockpit red leather seats. And we're with you in the all-new 2020 Toyota Corolla, loaded with attitude and the latest tech. We're with you. Let's go. Toyota. Find yours at buyatoyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit, or visit them online at twincitytoyota.com.
Well, 54-34, Mineral Area College by 20. The only real problem for the Cardinals has been Taisha Taylor. Coach Cuck is now running his third center at Aisha Taylor in there. She's a very impressive talent here for John A. Logan. Mineral Area College leading it by 20, trying to improve to 3-0 on the season. Coming up right after this one, we'll take you over to Southeast Illinois, and Andy will have the call of the Mineral Area College men, and then after that, Missouri at Georgia football. Busy day of sports on KREI. Taylor on the left wing tries to go around Daniels. Daniels moving the feet. Taylor gives it up, gets it right back, drives the left baseline now, slams right over the top of Mitchell. It's Taisha on Taisha, and one win for the Cardinals right there as Taylor picks up foul number three, and it's at least the second charge. It's the second official charge Taisha Mitchell has taken. We thought maybe it would have been her third in this ball game if she'd have got another call.
Taisha is definitely the defensive star of this game. We've been talking about her getting the passing lanes, but yeah, also being there for the help defense and taking the charge. What a big play that was. Takes away the possible basket and gives Taylor, I believe, her third foul. Yeah.
Now Taisha Mitchell throws a poor pass, so she helped him on defense. Throws one away on offense right there and turned it over to Logan. 4:05 remaining in the third, 54-34, Mack by 20. Long three-point attempt that time by Foster. McWilliams has a rebound, racing out of the pack now. McWilliams fires it over to Lalich, transition three. Yes, ma'am! Natalia Lalich has her first triple of the ball game. 5 points for her. Kevin, we say it all the time. We saw her catch it with the feet set.
Yep. Well, and a good job by Mason McWilliams to dribble down, draw Natalia's defender down towards her, and then make that kickout pass where she's sitting there set, ready to shoot, and makes the three.
3.5 minutes remaining in the third. Mack by 23, largest lead of the ball game. Natalia Lalich got out to challenge the three by Holmes. She missed it. Backside rebound, Mitchell. Mitchell hands it off to Williams. Williams drives it in, lobs it underneath to McWilliams. McWilliams going to take it back outside, taking Taylor away from the basket, and throws up an easy and good look, an eight-footer. And Mason McWilliams has her first second-half bucket, 18 for her. Mason McWilliams with a tremendous start to the season, 22, 16, and 18 so far today. 3:03 remaining in the third, 59-34, and right now it's all Cardinals. A drive right of the lane, though, and an easy layup, as I say that, by Landon Foster. Points number 4 and 5 for her. We'll see Ruby Benn coming in next dead ball. Entry pass, Daniels, and as Daniels tried to spin, Taylor slapped it away from her. Loose ball out to Foster. Foster to the right wing. Quick three by Holmes and rattled it home. Emily Holmes with her second three-point make of the game. Holmes averaged 9.8 points for this team last year, but we didn't see the best of her. In the two games against Mack, she totaled only 5 points. Lalich, difficult shot ranging to her left, stopped and fired from the right elbow, and also stepped on a volunteer foot and turned her ankle. Comes up wincing, 59-39. Mack by 20, drive by Taylor, turns around, hands to right. Right driving the right elbow, fires to the right wing, Foster outside of the arc. Foster now out of the circle, Holmes. Holmes back, a bounce pass to Foster, those two play catch. And now Holmes looks for a drive left to the lane. Williams cuts her off. One on the shot clock. Taylor forces up a desperation three, air-mailed it, and that pack line defense does it again.
Yeah, and a good, great defensive stand there for the Cardinals. Did a really good job. I think it was a Kiana that really did a good job of cutting off the angle. They look like they're going to get a wide open layup. Kiana gets up there, cuts off the angle, forces that shot clock down even further, and they get the turnover on the shot clock violation.
Ruby Benn checks in for McWilliams. Williams to Benn. Benn looking underneath, doesn't like what she sees there. Instead drives, fires to Lalich, gets it right back in the left corner. This is Benn with it now. Benn, two dribbles, finds a nice angle to Mitchell. Mitchell bounces one across the lane. Pass intended for Daniel. Slapped out of bounds and off of Logan. Mack trying to find the right angles. Logan with a pretty solid possession of defense, though, so far. 9 on the shot clock. 1:27 remaining in the third and 59-39. Mack leading it here. Daniel gets the inbound. Left of the lane extended. Dribble weave handoff. That's to, well, intended for Lalich, but intercepted. And now Mitchell rips it off and drives it 1-on-3 for the layup.
Again, Mitchell on the defensive crosshairs there. She saw the pass, came through, helped get the steal and the easy basket.
We've got our work cut out for us, Kevin, to come up with our Applebee's of Farmington Player of the Game.
Yeah.
Lots of great candidates today.
We're going to have some good players not get Player of the Game tonight because we've got 2 or 3 really good candidates.
Right out of the gate, it was Ree Papa and Mason McWilliams who were terrific candidates, but Mitchell certainly has inserted herself into the discussion right there. The foul goes on Kiana Williams of Mineral Area College, her first.
I got to say, if I had to vote right now, it'd be Taisha Mitchell with her. On the defensive end is just, and the offensive end, especially the defensive end, has really done a good job.
Logan at the free throw line.
But how can you not say Mason McWilliams? Right? Well, right? I mean,
it's a good candidate. That's what I'm saying. Both free throws go down for Zipporah Miller. Zipporah. Zipporah Miller. 61-41. Back by 20. 49 seconds remaining. A lob to Daniel. Daniel working one-on-one. Drop step. Spun around. Fired it up. Missed it. Good work by Mitchell on the backside. Fought just enough where Logan touched it last, and Mac has another chance at it here. 40 seconds remaining in the third. 61-41. Mineral Area College, largest lead, 25-59-34. 40 seconds remaining in the quarter now. Kiana Williams looking to toss it in. Finally does so for Ben. Ben in the left corner, drives to the middle of the lane, bounces to the right wing. This is Williams driving it to Ben, right corner. Pump fake on a three. Drives in, stops, fires from 10. That's a slick play now.
Yeah.
And Ruby Ben has her first field goal as a Cardinal.
And she passed up a couple other opportunities. She's really trying to get her teammates involved. And there she was just had nowhere to go with it. So she shot it and made a good slick-looking play.
15 seconds remaining in the third. Quick trigger on a three with no offense run by Snorton for Johnny Logan. And Mac has it back with 10. 9. Williams driving into the paint. To the left hand she goes. Takes it all the way through. Fouled on the drive. And Kiana going to the free throw line. Foul on Zipporah Miller. You know, she probably is quick. I was going to use the term deceptively quick. But I really think she is quick. But the way she moves around makes you think she's deceptively quick. But she really is quick. Kiana Williams I'm referring to. And the first free throw is up and in for her. It's just because she's long that makes maybe her from here to there look deceptive in a way. Williams misses the second free throw. 1 second remaining in the third quarter, and a half-court shot by Logan will not fall. Mineral Area College takes a 23-point lead into the fourth, 64-41. And we'll tell you about it in a minute right here on KREI.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
How would you like to win a special edition Toyota Supra or over $50,000 in cash? Hi, this is Kim Elbel. Twin City Toyota has teamed up with Mary's House of Hope at a Safe Place to build much-needed transitional housing for domestic violence survivors. Purchase a ticket for just $100 to win this iconic sports car or the cash value. Get your raffle ticket today at Twin City Toyota or online at comtree.org/Supra. The drawing will be held on Black Friday, November 29th. Get your ticket today and good luck.
64-41, Mineral Area College by 23 points as we go into this fourth quarter of play. Timeout brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's in Park Hills. Some great individual efforts. Reed Papa scored 13 in the first half, and that's her scoring. Mason McWilliams with 18 now in the ballgame. Taisha Mitchell in double figures with 13 points. Coming up next for the Mac ladies, they'll make a trip to Mississippi, Senatobia, Mississippi. They'll play Delta and Northwest Mississippi. That'll be Thursday and Friday. We won't have those for you on the air. Mac men coming up right after this game as they play against Southeast Illinois. And then we'll have Tiger football after that. Tigers in Georgia. Quick three this time, covered up as Thacker shot it right over the top of Mitchell, who was closing out on her, and now a foul on the rebound attempt. This one going against Rangi Brown, her first. 64-41, Mac leading up by 23. Largest lead's been 25. And Taylor gets the inbounds for the ball. Swings it over to the right wing, Holmes. She's outside of the arc. Head of the circle, Foster. Back to Taylor on the left baseline. A little shake and bake, and now a 360 spin. Drives it, shoots it, missed it, got her own rebound, then lost it. Loose ball out to Logan. Holmes driving it to the free throw line, to the left wing, Foster, down to the left corner, her three won't go. Manasse has the rebound. Manasse pushing it up the floor for Mitchell. Mitchell grabs it, spins a 360 in transition, her shot blocked, got it back. Tenacity, the name of the game for Big Ty. Punches it off the window for two. Mitchell with 15, and a Lady Vol down on the floor, and the trainers out to help her. You know, when Taisha Mitchell first got that pass, I'm like, there's a defender right there on her hip. But it was almost like an Aaron Rodgers back shoulder pass.
Yes.
And it hit her on the backside. And as she grabbed it, she spins, has the first chance block, but stayed right after and then laid it in.
Well, you're exactly right. She had nowhere to go. She made a great job just to catch it and then kind of spun around to the left and then was still kind of not really wide open, tried to make a tough shot, got it blocked, but you know what? Tenacity. She stayed with it and was able to get the put back in and score.
You know, we saw her athleticism a couple of years ago, Kevin, and she was a player that did get out on the passing lane. We saw the defensive potential right there, and I think her offensive game has come along as well. Ty does have a three-pointer in today's game, and she's been terrific out and in transition as well, and kind of playing within the framework of the offense. 15 points for Taisha Mitchell, and the Lady Vols getting the help from the Mineral Area College training staff, and they got their player over to the bench. She limped, but she got there under her own power, so that was good to see. 9:15 remaining in the fourth, 66-41. Mineral Area College with its largest lead of the game. Logan picks it up in the backcourt. Rangi Brown doing a nice job defensively. That Foster throws two hands at her and throws her away. Left wing three-pointer by Holmes. Missed it badly, airballed it. And the ball touched last by Logan, and Mack will have it back. Set the lineup for you. Rangi Brown, Mitchell. You've got three. Actually, you've got three from New Zealand. Rangi Brown, Papa, and Manasse all on the floor. And then you've got one from Australia, Ruby Ben. Oh, yeah, and then Sykeston. there's Ty. Here's Papa head of the circle, Manasse. Manasse looking for her first bucket as a Cardinal. Misses that one. Had to go halfway down and it popped back out. Foul on Papa on the rebound. That's her third.
Well, and that's why I think what Coach Palmer was telling her there, that she was kind of, if she had the ball, if she had it was more above her hands, the ref saw her kind of put her hands over the top of the John A. Logan player.
Here's another quick shot by John A. Logan, and the three-pointer goes down for Holmes this time. That's her third three of the game. 11 points for Emily Holmes. 66-44. Mineral Area College ladies looking to go to 3-0 in the year. Ruby Ben on the right wing, lobs to Manasse. Manasse comes through. She airballed it. But Papa's on the backside. Finish the play and go into the line. Papa. Rihanna has her first second half bucket. 15 now for the ball game. And Papa, who averaged, Kevin, 5.8 points last year, 7 in the opener, 16 in the second game, and now 15 in today's ball game. So she's a double-digit scorer this year so far for Mack. Missed the free throw. Taisha Mitchell has the rebound. Plays it over to Manasse, who scores it. Manasse gets her first bucket, but it's Ty Mitchell that made it happen.
For sure, Ty Mitchell. That was an awesome job to come in and be able to get that rebound and fight for that loose ball then after it was tipped around, and then to find her teammate Manasse open for the shot.
I think I'm coming over to your side.
Yeah.
Maybe Ty Mitchell.
How about that?
Our Applebee's of Farmington player of the game. I think she might be the leading candidate. 7:45 remaining in the fourth, and 70-44. Mineral Area College with its largest lead, 26 points. Three-pointer up and in, though, by Hunter Thacker. Her second triple of the ball game. She's got six, and 70-47 is our score. Manasse plays it underneath to Papa. Papa the trailer, Mitchell. Mitchell from 15. Good looking, Jay. I think she spent that red shirt season, yes, rehabbing, but she worked on her game.
Yeah.
You can tell.
Yeah, she's been outstanding.
Taisha Mitchell with 17 big ones in the ball game today. And now a lob. It was a pick and roll, but the passer was expecting a pick and pop. And now a pass down the floor for Rangi Brown and finishes in traffic. Who threw that pass? Was that Ben that threw that pass up there to Rangi Brown?
Yes, it was, yeah.
A perfect pass. Just over the outstretched hands of the defense. Led Rangi Brown in stride, and she lays it in. A half a dozen for Rihanna Rangi Brown. Natalia Lovitch checking in for Ty Mitchell. And Ty Mitchell getting a very well deserved round of applause from the fans and her teammates. just a nice, nice kid, too.
Yes, she is.
Kaisha Mitchell, really like her. 74-47. 6:35 remaining in regulation. This is a spin move by Foster. Thought she had a screen, but the defense was right there to help. And then she backs up along the baseline, and the defense disappears.
Yeah, she had two people on her, one on two, and then the two defenders kind of went both separate ways and left her wide open for the shot.
Here's Jada Manasi. And Manasi just pumps in her first three-point make.
I was excited to see her. Like I said, in the preseason, I watched her play. I thought she was fantastic in the preseason. Unfortunately, we haven't got to see her play until today.
Yep. Three-pointer missed by Taylor. Tie up on the rebound. And that was Lalich battling for the rebound along with Snorton. Alternate possession. Looks like it's MAC basketball.
Yeah, they didn't have the arrow out, so I guess if you don't know which way, you might as well give it to the home team, right?
So. Is that a rule?
I think so.
77-49. Mineral Area College has looked sharp in this one. Ben off the dribble, all the way to the hole, and finishes with the left hand. Ruby Ben. 79-49. Mac by 30. I wonder how the old coach will grade the team today. Here's a right corner jumper that won't fall for three. Rangi Brown is on the run. I mean, she gets end-to-end in a blink. Coach, before the season started, I was talking to him. He called her a jet, and she looked like one right there. Got fouled on her way to the hole. Foul on Foster. Rangi Brown to the free throw line. Brianna with 2 points in her very first game, then seven in the second. She's got six so far here today. 79-49. Mineral Area College by 30 points. Rangi Brown, first free throw, rattles home. You know, there's no pretense on this team. It doesn't seem that anybody cares who gets the credit or who scores.
Right, right.
It's just, let's just do it the best way we can. Rangi Brown hits both free throws. She's got eight. 81-49. Larry College strong here at home tonight. A step to the right and a three-pointer up by Snorton. Missed it. Manasseh goes over the back on the rebound attempt. Kayla Walker had good position on her. So the first foul on Jada Manasseh. 5:21 remaining in the fourth. 81-49. Keanu Williams comes off the bench. Along with Fatma Awanet. Good minutes for Rangi Brown and Ree Papa. Checking out as well. 81-49. It's all Mineral Area College here today. John A. Logan lost the opener by 30 to Jeffco. And a similar fate awaiting them here at the conclusion of this one. Jumper right of the lane by Miller that won't fall. Foul on Awanet. That's her fourth. Same thing happened to Elena Daniels last game. She just got in there, and she had three fouls in the first 2 minutes that she played. And Awanet stacking up those fouls as well. Zipporah Miller at the free throw line. Averaged just a point and a half for the team last year. Sophomore out of Brooklyn hits the free throw. She's got three today. 5:13 remaining in the fourth. And the second free throw will not fall. Manasseh has the rebound to Ben. And up the floor, Lalich. Lalich on the right wing. Trailer Manasseh, head of the circle. Triple. Got it! Her second three. Welcome to college basketball,
yeah,
huh?
I've been waiting to see her play. And she's showing me what I was hoping to see today.
Nice, easy look mm-hmm. from Manasseh. Just a stroke right there. Popped it through at 84-250. Mineral Area College all over. John A. Logan today. Nice rebounding position that time, though, by Bianna Snorton, and she's fouled on the stick-back attempt. That one goes against Ruby Ben, her third. Got a timeout on the floor. 4:45 remaining in the fourth. 84-50. It's all Mac. We're back to the Fieldhouse in 1 minute right here on KREI.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entrees from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Cars Boulevard in Farmington.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers SecureSwipe. SecureSwipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information, or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Well, it's a good day to be a Cardinal, and Kevin, it's a good day to be a former Cardinal. You have a little update on Holly Forbes.
Well, yeah, guys, just looking at the box score of the Robert Morris, they look like they played LaSalle. They won by three, and Holly's a starter on that team, played 28 minutes. She was 3-for-5 from the field goal, 1-for-1 on the three-pointer.
Hey, Holly.
How about that? She had 5 rebounds, finished with 12 points. Good job. Another good game for Holly Forbes in the starting role at a Division I school, playing a really tough team, and they're beating them.
Well, Robert Morris got themselves a good one.
Yep.
Holly Forbes. Bianca Snorton missed the first, got the second, though, and 84-51, Mineral Area College leads it by 23. 4:35, counting down here in the fourth, Manasseh to the right wing, Williams to the right corner, Lalich. Lalich has an open look at a three, ring the bell for Natalia Lalich. Two threes for her in the ball game, 8 points, and great ball movement by these Cardinals once again, 87-51. Well, the Cardinals have been sharp today. Logan to the left wing, now to the left wing, Snorton. Snorton looks for a drive. Mitchell slaps it away, Manasseh slaps it away from her. And in frustration, Snorton throws an elbow back at her and fouled her. That's what great defense will do. It'll not only steal the ball, Kevin, it gets under your skin, doggone it.
Right.
4 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in the fourth. 87-51, it's all Mac. Manasseh, Williams. You give a guy Allenette and Ben on the floor along with Lalich. A lot of great combinations on this team. Lalich, bang, 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 and two in a row for Natalia.
And Natalia knew she made that one. She was halfway down the floor before that ball even went to the basket.
She did the Larry Bird, I'm throwing it up and leaving you behind, folks.
Yes.
And now here's a ball slapped away by Williams. Williams pushing it, looking for Manasseh on the run. Grabs it with the left hand and tried to scoop it up and in on the run. Couldn't quite do it. 90-51. Mineral Area College by 39 points here in the field house. Right wing Thacker looks for a drive. Pushes it down to the right corner. Holmes steps back for a three. Missed it badly. Diving out of bounds. Logan tried to save it back in. Couldn't do it in time, and we've got substitutions. Georgia Sedari, Angela Sorrell, and Elena Daniels all checking in. And a good round of applause by the departing Cardinals right there. Lalich, Allenette, and Manasseh. 90-51 Mac, 3:15 remaining in the fourth quarter. This is Williams over to Sedari. Sedari looking for Daniels. Doesn't like what she sees there. Back to Williams at the head of the circle. And now back over to the right side. Sedari drives it now underneath the basket. And cutting right to the middle is Sorrell. She missed it, but that's exactly what you want out of that play.
Yeah, good play, good pass there by Sedari. Good job for Sorrell to be cutting in the lane. Had a wide open spot, just couldn't quite finish the shot.
Read it just right. Sometimes you miss it. Foul on Williams right there. As the balls are driving it in, Quenisha Emanuel gets her first run. 5'8 freshman out of Marion, Illinois. At the free throw line, Kayla Walker. Walker misses the first free throw badly. Again, wide left. 2:56 remaining in the fourth. So Walker back to the stripe. Puts it in the left hand and spins this one in.
Just like last time, she missed the first one really bad, wide left, and turned around and made the second one. She's got to gauge the wind there.
That's what it looks like. Left wing, Sedari. Sedari for three, and Georgia from downtown. Georgia Sedari with 5 points. She was pretty good at heating. She could kind of come in and heat up, give you a little instant offense off the bench last year, and looks like she could do the same thing this year. And 93-52, Mineral Area College by 41 points. Foul whistled on Max Sorrell. 2.5 minutes remaining in the fourth.
Coach Palmer's yelling out, "You got to hedge that screen," which, you know, when you're playing, Sora was on the defensive there, kind of guarding the person setting the screen. You got to kind of cut that offensive player off as they come around the corner, and she didn't do it that time.
2.5 minutes remaining in the fourth, 93-52. It's all MAC today, and we're back in a minute on KREI.
Got the Prairie Farms dips? Check. Got the Prairie Farms yogurt and sour cream? Check. Got the Prairie Farms cottage cheese, milk, and ice cream? Check. Check and check. When the fresh, wholesome taste of Prairie Farms dairy products is on your grocery list, you know you're putting the best on your family's table. For fresh dairy products produced every day, make it Prairie Farms. Dedicated farmers, happy cows, and good milk.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, your local home of the No Bull Deal. The word local, you've heard the phrase shop local, buy local, but do you really think exactly what that means? When you shop here at Lucas Smith, you put your trust in the hands of all of my employees who also eat, play, work, live, and shop local. Jefferson County is their home too. Why drive for miles when you can buy what's right here in your backyard? All we ask at Lucas Smith Chrysler is to give us the chance to earn your business. Please shop local, and remember, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus.
Second free throw missed by Kayla Walker. Timeout brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. MAC basketball, Ruby Ben, right baseline jumper. It's just a little game of horse for Ruby,
yeah,
right there.
Right.
18-footer, popped it through. 6 points for Ruby Ben. She's made her first three field goals as a Cardinal. Made five free throws in her very first game. And Ruby looks pretty comfortable out there. This is Emmanuel on the right wing, guarded by Daniel. Works it back outside. And the right elbow jumper by Walker's up and through. 95-54. Well, this is a Logan team that gave up 98 points to Jeffco and 94-95 so far today, as Sorrell looks for an up and under and fouled on her shot attempt. So MAC ladies threatening the century mark here today. Whistle on Miller. I don't even know when the last time Lady Cardinals scored 100. It has been a while. First free throw by Sorrell's up and through.
Well, she looks really smooth from the free throw line. She's someone that, to me, looks like, you know, they need someone to hit a big free throw. It looks like she could be the one, because she just swished those two.
Sure did. Popped them right in. 97-54. Knocked by 43. Matches their largest lead of the ball game. Spinning a 360 to Snorton out at midcourt. Ben does a terrific job working over the top of that screen and creates the foul against the Vols simply by hustling on defense.
Yeah, you're right. And that's what we talked about. Ruby's kind of, from what we can tell, is going to be a defensive more or less specialist, because she's really playing a good job. But on the defensive end, slipped that screen, got fouled. Good job.
Tremendous passer as well. Bouncer to Daniel at the free throw line. Has the shot blocked by Logan's Miller right there. 97-54 and 65 seconds remaining in our ball game. There's a left wing jumper that's short by Miller, but the backside rebound taken down by Walker. Walker retreats, fires it out to the left wing. That's for Holmes. They work it back to the head of the circle now here, and Snorton. Snorton looking for the left side drive. Ben trying to keep her shoulders square, but got a little behind right there, and that'll send Snorton to the free throw line. Whistle goes on Ben, and that is her fourth personal. 46 seconds left. Mineral Area College men coming up next. They're playing at Southeast Illinois. Andy, you'll have your call today. And the MAC men also 3-0 on the year. First free throw in by Snorton. 8 points for Biana. Second free throw from her, missed it short. Sorrell goes up for the rebound. And 42 seconds remaining in our ball game. Coming up next, our Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Here's MAC with the basketball. Sedari on the right wing. Cut by Sorrell. Covered up well. They get it to her in the short corner. Good backhanded bouncer to Ben, who leans in and scoops it off the window. Ruby Ben with 8, and a pretty nice angle by Sorrell right there to find her. And 99-55. 18 seconds remaining in our ball game. There's a lob to Miller, stolen away by Williams. Mack has it on one final possession right here. Williams driving it, kicks the left corner. Ben for three. Missed the three, but Kevin, a chance for Mack to score 100 as she was fouled on the three-point shot with 6 seconds left.
Yeah, I think the bench was really wanting them to get to 100, and I heard Coach over here saying, no, 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 pull it back, you know, pull it back. But looks like they got three opportunities here to get to that 100 mark.
Ruby Ben pops through the first. That's point number 9 for her. All 9 in the second half.
Right.
For Ruby Ben. And there's the second one by Ben. I mean, she's not even close to the iron. I mean, that is all net for Ruby Ben. And Mineral Area College now over 100 points. They gave her 2 shots, so apparently her foot was on the line. And Ruby goes 2 for 2. She's got 10, and it's 101-55 as the half-court shot doesn't come close, and the Mineral Area College ladies improved to 3-0 on the year. And, Kevin, I think just treat this crowd to just a great performance today.
Oh, they were fantastic in several areas all around today.
It's 101-55, Mineral Area College defeating John A. Logan. Your Home Pools and Spas postgame show coming up next.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Are you ready to give your dreams a new address? Whether you're looking to buy or build, the First State Community Bank lending team can help you get there. We'll connect you with the right loan, the right lender, and when all is said and done, the right home for you. Get in touch with your local FSCB lender at fscb.com/welcomehome or see us in Farmington, Park Hills, Bonterre, Deloge, or Terre de Lac to get started on your journey to homeownership. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 412605.
Fall is here and winter is on the way. This is Randy from Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington, and we're always ready to help you get what you need no matter what the season may be. Plumbing, electrical, hardware, lumber, tools, and so much more. Stop by and see us. Check the Makita, Yeti, and Traeger grill inventory. We're Gifford Lumber Company, and we're hometown proud, located on Potosi Street in Farmington.
Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington.
Hi, it's Hannah. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, when you buy an LS tractor, you aren't getting the knockoff. You are getting to buy direct. Direct from the major brand maker, not the middleman. That's exactly why LS puts more standard features on the LS tractors and why you get the longer, better warranty with the best price. The best price because you won't be paying the middleman and you won't be paying those franchise fees. LS Tractor does offer the best warranty, and buyer after buyer knows that to be true. When you buy an LS tractor from Kohl's Tractor, you are buying direct, because we buy direct. You aren't buying the knockoff that others claim. You are cutting out the middleman, plain and simple. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with LS Tractors and Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
See Kohl's Tractor and Equipment 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32, or give them a call at 573-756-4353. That's 573-756-4353. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
Manasse has the rebound to Bent, and up the floor, Lalich. Lalich on the right wing, trailer Manasse, head of the circle, triple, got it! Her second three. Welcome to college basketball.
Yeah,
huh?
I've been waiting to see her play, and she's showing me what I was hoping to see today.
Nice, easy look from Manasse. Just a stroke right there. Popped it through at 84-250. So one of our plays of the game brought to you by Gilster Mary Lee, hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Benefits and bonuses, call Mike Welker, 1-800-851-5371. Thanks for joining us for the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Mineral Area College, a winner, 101-55. When it comes to family fun, no place like home in Lettington, no place like the Bob Secrest Fieldhouse today. We were trying to think, when's the last time the ladies topped 100 points?
I just said that to Coach.
Riley Palmer.
I just said that to Coach. When we were at 90, you hear the chatter on the bench going, oh, we got to get 100. They're just kids just saying that. And we're like, because we're going to play classy. And so, yeah, we don't tend to get over 100 that much, but we did tonight. And
yeah, you sure did. Yeah. Let's go through the scoring as long as you're here.
Yeah.
And we'll check out our stat sheet now. And let's go for the Lady Vols as they get 6 points from Kayla Walker. Landon Foster with 7. Hunter Thacker scored 6. Taisha Taylor, boy, she was tough. 11 points for her. Zipporah Miller has 3. 11 for Emily Holmes. Bianca Snorton had 8. And then Callie Wright with 3. The Mineral Area College Cardinals get 8 for Jada Manassi in her first game. Natalia Lalich goes for 11. Kiana Williams scored 3. 5 for Georgia Sederi. Ruby Ben had 10. Ree Papa with an awesome first half, finished with 15. Rihanna Rongi Brown scored 8. 18 for Mason McWilliams leading again. And Taisha Mitchell scored 17 and 2 for Angela Sorrell. And, Coach, we went with Taisha Mitchell as our Applebee's of Farmington player of the game. We knew from her freshman year that when she's kind of turned up and ready to go, she's an absolute defensive demon. But she looks like she's worked on her offensive game as well. We just thought Ty was terrific in this game.
Yeah, Ty's going to get better with the more minutes that she has to play. You know, it's been a while since she's been out there in this full blast, and I'm excited to see what she can do. She's the difference maker.
11 players score for you today. The first thing you said when you came over when we were off the air, you said, we're deep. You are deep.
We're deep. Yeah, we're, you know, and everything will work out as the season goes on. But, yeah, right now it's a good problem to have.
How'd you like the defense today?
Good. You know, maybe I'll change my mind when I get home doing the stats on it. But I thought overall pretty well. We're big on a certain, you know, getting over screens and fighting through. And if you're doing those things, it's going to work out. And the ones that do those go, oh, yeah, that was easy to, you know, to cover that play or whatever the situation may be. But when we're playing behind in the post or doing things like that, it kills us. And so I think once they start getting comfortable of, you know, because they're all coming from different programs, and, you know, ours is pretty strict on that, and it's almost opposite of everybody we get a lot of times. So once we start getting these principles down, we'll be tough.
Coach Cuck said that rebounding he felt was a concern in the first weekend. Mm-hmm. Feel like you improved on that today?
Yeah, I think the two teams that we played before hit the boards a little bit harder than the team tonight. But I think rebounding is going to be a struggle with us, especially if we're watching. We get two passes away and we're kind of, you know, in la-la land right now. So that's just a freshman type mentality.
And you don't have the biggest team. That might be an excuse, but I think it's a factor. Kevin and I we love the way that your team shares the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, we think that's beautiful basketball.
Yeah, they're a good passing team, and there's, you know, usually we have that one player that we're looking at a lot of times, and this year has been a while since we've had all these numbers. Like you said, 11 scored tonight.
Yeah.
That's awesome. It's a good problem to have, like I said.
Your team got out in transition so well. They all run well, and you combine running well with passing well, and now they can finish. And man, it's fun to watch.
Yeah, they're really fun to watch. And I think we add that we had that last year. We just weren't as deep, so we didn't get to do it as much. And so this year we get to get some people rest, and then they're able to go go go.
I like how you said that. Go, go, go.
Yeah.
So it'll be a couple games in Mississippi coming up next, and that'll be Thursday and Friday. You'll play Delta and Northwest Mississippi. Mm-hmm. You go down to Senatobia every year, and mm-hmm. They must do a good job down there hosting, because you guys always go back.
Yeah, that league is pretty tough, and we like going down there and getting to play some of those top-ranked teams in Mississippi. So it's always a good test, and always, you know, it's a fun trip to get the kids down and, you know, have some fun in Memphis and, you know, get out of Missouri.
Well, you know, last game I talked to you, you had won, but you pointed out all these things that you had to get better at. And there's still room for growth. And even with a score like 101-55, you know, you see room for growth. I think there's a lot to be optimistic about here.
Yes, definitely. We're, you know, just like you said, the rebounding that Coach said earlier, that's always, I think, going to be a little bit of an issue for us. But we're making progress, and that's what we're saying in the huddle is progress. So we're going to stick with that theme.
Congrats on the win. Nice job.
Yep, thank you, Chad.
Bradley Palmer joining us on our Home Pools and Spas post-game show. And we will turn our attention one more time to Kevin Thurman now. And, Kevin, let's go ahead and touch on Taisha Mitchell one more time, because we went with her as our Applebee's of Farmington player of the game. And Bradley Palmer kind of echoing those sentiments. A terrific defensive game by Ty, and really made the most of her offensive opportunities too.
Oh, I think so. We don't have the full stats for her, but I think if we did, I think you're going to see several steals, several rebounds, some things that you're not going to see on the stat sheet too, where she was getting in the passing lanes and creating havoc and forcing turnovers that maybe not even get a credit to her. But she was just a force in this game. It's great to see her back after missing last year, and I'm proud that and she's gone through a lot in her personal life. She lost her brother recently, and so it's I'm so happy for Taisha.
You know, some teams internally within their program chart deflections. Mm-hmm. She'd be way up there.
She would be. She would be. And there was lots of them. And like I said, some of them resulted in turnover, some of them didn't. And so they may not in the stat sheet get credited to her. But she definitely should get credit for a great game.
So the Mineral Area College Cardinals 3-0 now on the year, 101-55 over John A. Logan this afternoon at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse. We're going to step aside here in Park Hills, and we're going to take you to Southeast Illinois, and Andy Humphrey will have the call of our Mineral Area College men. They are on the road today, so we're going to take a timeout, and we will head toward Illinois right after this.
Can you believe the McDonald's Happy Meal is 40 years old? What's your favorite Happy Meal memory growing up? McDonald's wants to know. Share your favorite memory and you could win a surprise Happy Meal collector's box or 40 free Happy Meal gift cards. To be eligible, share your story between November 3rd and 11th at anniversarycontest.com. That's anniversarycontest.com. You have to be 18 to enter. Share your favorite Happy Meal story and you could be a winner.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate has been the trusted real estate advisor for over 60 years in the Mineral Area. Hi, I'm Kim Hudson, owner of Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. No one has helped more people buy or sell real estate in our community than the agents at Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We are proud of the community in which we live and serve. Contact us today for all your...